All right, so it's time for Songs from the Big Hair. It's 3 o'clock. You're listening to WRIR LP 97.3 FM, Richmond Indie Radio. And thanks, Jack. That was a really cool new music machine we just heard. Anyway, this is your radio station, and I'm going to do my best to give you your 80s fix today on Songs from the Big Hair. So why don't we start out with... Yeah, you remember Peter Cetera and Amy Grant? Well, I'm not going to play that song, actually. I'm not going to play it. I'm actually going to play some of the cooler music that you may not have heard in the 80s. I think it's cool because I didn't hear it the first time either. So maybe I'll throw in a few cool, you know, greatest hits too there. But I hope you're ready to rock. Yeah, all right, that's Whitesnake with Children of the Night. And since it's only 3 p.m., I'm going to play you something else. But first, I should let you know that this program is brought to you in part because of generous support of founding underwriter Exile. Exile turns the trash culture of yesterday into the class culture of tomorrow. By featuring two floors of clothes, jewelry, accessories, and housewares, both old and new, they also sell blunt stones and TUK footwear, manic panic, and special effect hair color and silver jewelry. After two decades at 822 West Grace, Exile will be moving only one block away to 935 West Grace, Monday, October 30th. So that's right before Halloween. Until then, they are unearthing 20 years of accumulated vintage merchandise out of storage. Newly ordered merchandise will also continue to arrive until moving day. Store hours and information are available at 358-3348. That's Exile. So let's get the show underway. This is Songs from the Big Hair. I'm appropriately dressed with a suit, top, and no tie, and white socks. So I hope you guys are feeling 80s too. This is a song off of the first actual band that Perry Farrell was in back in the 80s called Psycom. Perry Farrell, also better known from Jane's Addiction. This is his kind of new wave outfit, Psycom, and the song is called Human Condition on 97.3. Thank you. Yeah.
saw a thing. He said, this is sickening. I swear I saw the very thing. I saw it in America. Let's play safe. I never knew how to play safe. You told me how to play safe. Times. I don't believe in fairies anymore. Today I saw a very, very thing, but that's another song. You're too simple-minded. Let's play it safe.
What do we have?
So you just heard Iggy Pop play It Safe from his Soldier album featuring Simple Minds and David Bowie as in the background singing the chorus. And before that, we heard Hunters and Collectors' Drop Tank. And before that, we heard Psycom featuring Perry Farrell on vocals, a very early recording by him, Human Condition. So, I need anyone out there who's listening who is a WRIR volunteer. If you're a DJ, give me a call at the station at 649-9737. I've got a special opportunity for you. But let's play a little bit more mainstream song here. Just to mix it up, because the 80s is all about everything and whatever. So here is a song for you. I'm such a romantic, you know. And this is a song called I Hear the Secrets That You Keep. By the Romantics. 649-9737. Give me a call.
Down to the sound of I'm
All right, here is Joy Division with Isolation. That was Bauhaus Kicking the Eye. And you're listening to the songs from the Big Hair on 97.3. All right, so, yeah, we're having fun here. I'm having fun. So you just heard Joy Division, Isolation. Before that, Bauhaus Kicking the Eye. You know, kind of a spooky new wave set for you just in the past half hour here on Songs from the Big Hair. And this is 97.3, so we play all kinds of music. And today, I'm playing 80s music. Normally, I'm playing other music from all over the world, but this is kind of a cross-section of, I guess, a combination of my sister's record collection and mine. I inherited all my big sister's records. I'm keeping them safe for her, but I'm playing them on the radio too. So before the Bauhaus, you heard Cabaret Voltaire, Black Mask, and also another one by Cabaret Voltaire from the Johnny Yesno soundtrack, Taxi Music Dub. We heard Public Image Limited, This Is Not a Love Song, and we started off with The Romantics. I hear the secrets you keep. Plan 9 supports this program through a generous contribution. I did that totally backwards. This program is brought to you by a generous contribution from Plan 9's Record Finders. Record Finders, located 8508 Sanford Drive near Staples Mill and Hermitage Roads, specializes in vinyl and has hundreds of thousands of 78s, 45s, and LPs. They also carry used, refurbished stereo equipment, portable record players, turntables, CD players, and cassette decks for your 80s tapes. During the next 2 weeks, Record Finders will donate 10% of the proceeds from its stereo liquidation to its favorite radio station, WRIR. Record Finders store hours are from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m., Thursdays through Saturdays, and noon to 5 p.m. on Sundays. Information and directions are available at 266-1154 or email gene@recordfinders.com. So my plea for a phone call from any of you DJs out there who DJ here at WRIR, please give me a call. I have a very special opportunity to help a poor bloke out who just had surgery. And I do hope you feel better, Mr. Berger. Scott can't make the show, so if someone wants to do Scott Berger's show, come on in. Let me know. 649-9737. Appropriate song coming up next here by Killing Joke. I heard this first on this show a while back. And I just totally, you know, didn't even realize how cool Killing Joke was after their first album. I always thought they dropped off quite a bit. But no, they've been around for many years and they've made strong music over the years, Killing Joke. And this song's called The 80s, 80s, spelled E-I-G-H-T-I-E-S, 80s.
My rhythm box is sweet, never never forgets a fear. It never eats, it never sh- it never.
Suicidal tendencies, join the army.
Got
Yeah, so a rather controversial band that started out, you know, the 80s was a time of controversy and censorship, thanks to Tipper Gore. But they were one of the bands that really kind of, conveyed that sort of dangerous thing that punk and heavy metal did for young people like me. I was young in the 80s, but I was, toting a skateboard around.